welcome to Clamp, the weekly podcast where we discuss all things related to creating, living, and making projects. I'm your host, Grant Alexander, and joining me as always is Adam Mackey and Jesse Ratfink. And today we wanted to lighten things up and go island hopping with our maker tools. So we wanted to talk a little bit about what would you bring on a, if you got, you know, you knew you were going to be stranded on a desert island, what are the tools you would bring and why would you bring them? We're going to start it off with Jesse with her first pick. So we'll kind of, to get this like going, we'll maybe do like one or two tools each. Because sometimes like two tools go together and there's like a reason for them to be together.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
That is fair. So my first one would be a pedal powered sewing machine. Because number one, season 7 of Survivor in Panama, they gave them a sewing machine on the island, and it was fucking amazing because they were like making skirts for everybody. It was so good. So I figure there's enough trash in the ocean that I could sew to make shelter and or clothing, which, you know, that would be really useful, I think.
You could sew leaves together.
Yeah, or even leaves. Yeah, I mean, just stitching together leaves to make like a roof, that would be a good temporary solution, better than weaving palm fronds. I've heard that doesn't work very well.
You really just changed my mind because I was thinking like some power tool. And then I realized like, we're not going for a weekend. We're going for forever. So like, I don't want anything with an engine or a motor because you're either going to run out of battery or run out of fuel.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's why I was immediately I can do this with like Victorian tools. Here we go.
I was like a recip saw or something, but now I'm thinking like just an axe.
Yep. That was my second
one. Because you want to be able to cut down trees, but like a handsaw would be really annoying. I feel like you could do anything with an axe that you could do with a handsaw if you got the time to learn, which you would have.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that's nice about an axe versus a handsaw is that like a handsaw is going to get dull. An axe will get dull too, obviously, but an axe is like, it's a lot easier to sharpen an axe than a saw.
So much easier. Yeah. There's not much you can do to fuck it up.
So are we saying we're going there indefinitely? Like, or spending like 30 days there or cause that changes.
I wanna say,
what would you do?
I'm going to say like stranded until someone finds you, which could be 6 months.
All right, I'm going to bring a radio and a big giant antenna.
No, but I think also my have first to bring batteries.
Well, I'm only going to be there.
Sluts.
No, that's fine. I'll bring a Jackery or a
Blue. No, you can buy
Blue Eddy or whatever. One solar, of those solar recharging.
Solar. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just get it like the little like power stations that have like the solar panels built into them.
Yeah.
And then boom, you're good to go.
Okay. So now well, that with an electric chainsaw.
No. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. And then I would have a file to sharpen the chainsaw teeth.
So I would get rid of the file and have like the best Swiss Army knife that you could get that has a file on it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Swiss Army knife. If it's a decent one, at least I would need like.
I carry a Swiss Army knife.
Top of the line Leatherman.
Yeah, I carry a Swiss Army knife with me at all times, and I've even flown with it because you can domestically fly with it. Just in case for all you guys who don't know, it has like a can opener, a bottle opener, a screwdriver, two knives, a corkscrew, and an awl, like a sewing awl. And a pair of tweezers and a toothpick.
An awl would definitely be useful.
And the toothpick is probably the thing I use the most.
Same.
It's like so frustrating having something. That would be like the thing that like in the desert island, I'd be like, there's something stuck on my teeth. And I would be like, if I only had my toothpick. So then I would definitely have that. That'd be one of my tools. But if you get like the Swiss Army knife with even more stuff, it becomes less and less useful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. You need like 5 to 7 solid tools instead of like 14 crap ones.
Yeah.
Not if you could pull it apart, though.
Right.
Yeah. If it's one where you can pull stuff off, then it's a lot more useful. But I know what you mean. Like you get one that's like this big and it's just like you pull the knife out. And it's like you're holding it with two hands trying to cut something or something. Like,
right. Yeah. I would definitely not want my Swiss Army knife with me. I would want a Leatherman because Swiss Army knives don't lock. and the amount
I was thinking Leatherman. Yeah.
That I have like tried to screw something or unscrew something and the thing has flipped closed on me and hurt me is like, if this wasn't like mine from when I was a kid, I would not have it anymore. It'd be in the river.
Yeah.
I must say I carry like in my work bag, I've got a Leatherman and I have a Swiss Army knife that I carry at all times. And I always pick the Leatherman over the Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
But essentially some sort of multi-tool.
Yeah.
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 Because the Leatherman's got pliers built in too, which is probably going to be a lot more handy than a pair of fucking tweezers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You get a splinter. You're going to want them tweezers.
You've got to do your own first aid too. So I guess we need to take that into account.
Okay. First aid kit's going to be on there then.
Well, maybe not. I wouldn't waste one of my tools on a first aid kit.
I have to because I'm a free bleeder. So like... I'm going to write down first aid kit to go along with my pedal sewing machine and my axe. Very important.
Axe. Right. I would a flint and steel because fuck trying to light fires with a rock or sticks.
See, I would just use my the heat off my battery powered chainsaw.
Well, and I'm just thinking will I get stranded wearing my glasses? Could I break my glasses in half and
magnifying set glass
on fire
then.
With that? Yeah, because I am blind as a bat. So maybe.
Wait, if you require glasses, could you take glasses and not be part of your five things because you already require them?
That's what I'm thinking. I want to cheat the system.
Yeah, there we go.
Cheating the system is how people win Survivor.
It's true.
True.
And lots of luck. Lots of luck, which might also be producers.
Yeah.
Okay, so Grant, did you choose?
Did I actually choose or was I joking around about getting an entire battery back?
Did you actually choose one?
I would say if I had the choice of what would I like, one of those would be a battery pack, solar powered battery pack. Would open up a lot of possibilities if I only had one tool. All of a sudden you just get that plus a... the big problem is what would I actually want to go with it? Because anything I'd want to go with it would dull. Say I get a circular saw. Okay, the blade on it's going to dull eventually. A reciprocating saw. I'm definitely going to first go ba-ding, and the thing's going to be sideways. And I'm going to be fuck, I only had one blade, right? Because I didn't want to put up another spot for a single extra blade. Or even a blade kit. I know I'm just going to wreck all the blades. So I don't think that would actually be a good thing. I think an axe. The axe is the first thing I was thinking of bringing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a Swiss Army knife with a file on it. Or a Leatherman with a file on it so that I could sharpen the axe. Those would be my two things. So I
feel like
you need a way of sharpening.
Yeah.
Yeah, but an axe you could sharpen on a rock, really. Enough where you could cut down a tree still. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like you could accomplish so much with an axe that you wouldn't really need many more tools and you'd be more comfort then, as in a way to make shelter and stuff.
So I think that a lot of people overestimate their skills with an axe and I actually think
I'm definitely overestimating.
Yeah. especially if you had the type of axe that can cut down a tree is probably not the type of axe that you could use to carve something out. You can, obviously, you can use a giant splitting maul because it's got a sharp edge on it to carve something,
but
good luck in not cutting off your arms when you're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and so when I was thinking about this earlier, I kept thinking, would I want one cooking pot or a knife, or would I be able to manage the axe as a knife? I guess after a while, you can probably manage it as a knife, sort of.
A cooking pot or plate is a pretty good shout.
Yeah.
I mean, you can
didn't think.
I don't know.
I didn't. You were talking about garbage, right? There's going to be garbage. There's going to be containers that wash up. And you can boil water in a lot of containers because the cooling action of the water stops it from being burnt. Mm-hmm. But it's difficult. It's really easy to screw it up and then just put out your fire at the same time as not actually boiling anything.
Yeah.
You can also cook food on the hot rocks around the fire too. So I guess a plate isn't necessary.
Well, and you can use shells as plates, or coconut halves if you're lucky to have coconuts. I'm being able to share all my Survivor wisdom on this episode because I've watched every season.
Oh, you mean for eating?
Yeah, for eating, but not for
cooking. I meant like a hot plate, like a barbecue plate or something. Like I'm thinking of cooking. Yeah. I just eat it off a rock or something. I don't care about that. I'm just thinking about how to cook it. I thought you meant you could put a shell on the fire and it would heat up.
Yeah, you probably could, but I bet they would explode after a point.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So I think having something to boil water would probably be a necessity for if you have fresh water, you want to boil it to like make it drinkable. And if you have ocean water, you want to boil it to catch the condensation
and steam. Yeah.
And then like distill it down.
Have you guys seen the duct tape episode of Mythbusters?
I've seen a few of them. I think they did a couple of them.
Cling wrap.
I'm sure I have.
Cling wrap is a big shout. So
yeah.
So they dug a hole, put cling wrap over the top, and then like sand around to hold the cling wrap in. And then like the heat got made water, like made condensation, was then dripped into a bowl that he made to get fresh water.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, and that was another thing I thought I could probably do with trash. You know, there's surely going to be enough like sheet plastic and bottle plastic that I can rig up.
Where's this trash coming from?
Think about how much trash is in the ocean. Like every beach in the world, there's so much stuff washing up. So I figure if I get lucky, I'm in the middle of like a trade route, a shipping route, currents, I might get a bunch of stuff that I can use. Though this might also be based on that raft video game. I'm not sure.
I'm assuming you both don't watch Mr. Beast, but have you seen his latest video? Spending 7 days on a raft in the middle of the ocean?
Oh, wait. That's the one with the terrible thumbnail with all the sharks around him, right?
Oh, I don't know. The shark one. The shark one's different.
Okay. That came up on our YouTube on the TV the other day, and I was like...
Maybe. I don't know. The one I saw was like a little raft and him just laying on it. But he's on a big raft with like five other people.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so it's clickbait.
Kind of. It was actually a pretty interesting video. But the thing is, though, that they had survivalists set the raft up for them, where like they had enough materials to build a shelter and stuff, but they had to work out how to do it.
That's pretty funny, honestly.
Yeah, it was a good video, but it was pretty interesting. It still looks like hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some sort of, I'm going to say fishing line, because I was going to say string, but I feel like fishing line would be more useful, because you could use fishing line as string, but then also use it for a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of... So every time everyone puts in like a new answer, I'm like, does that change my equation in my head of what I wanted or not?
Yeah.
And then you have to start thinking about it. Because as soon as you said pot, I was like, well, now I need a pot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't have pot on there, but I'm definitely going to want one now.
Yep. That's the dangerous part of doing it in a round. It's always like, oh, no, I didn't think of that. Oh, yeah.
But that's what I think comes up with a better list in the end.
That's true.
So I think I would want – so, like, I assume I'm on some sort of island with trees. And that's why I want an axe to cut it down. And I'm assuming that I would somehow be able to figure out the fire with my survivor skills and just whatever's around, like the axe and the – wood, and you know, making a little bowl, covering a little bowl with my knife. So I don't think I need to like get a flint and steel or a ferro rod, even though that would increase, like, I know the fire is one of the things that like increases your likelihood of survival so much, but I definitely think, obviously, I don't know, now I'm thinking about it, I might want to
warmth and water is pretty much the two things you need.
Yeah,
like you can live without food for a long time, but you can't live without water than more than few days.
Right.
Yeah,
like, I think I would want a giant knife or a saw.
See, yeah, I was going to say a machete.
Yeah. If I had like a giant machete, I think I would end up using it like an axe and then wrecking it. So this is where I'd want like this. I think a saw would actually be useful because it's a lot easier to get like particular lengths with a saw.
That's true. Yeah. So, well, and I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, well, if I do an axe and a saw, then I have more flexibility in like material preparation and maybe more opportunities to like build something proper. But then I talked myself out of it. Now I'm wondering if I need to go back. Yeah, I think I might go back. I'm going to go back to saw because it makes sense. Like, it really did make sense to me earlier before I started doubting myself.
What can you do with a saw that you can't do with an axe?
I mean, what Grant was saying, like, get precisely measured pieces of wood instead of stuff that you're just hacking apart. Like, you can have cleaner
edges. What do you need precision for when you're just trying to survive?
Well, I mean, if I'm there for 6 months, I want to build, like, a much nicer shelter.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I would definitely want, like, a nice... I would definitely want a nice site. I would want a, like, solar slash crank slash whatever multi-tool flashlight radio. Like, I don't know if you've seen the camping ones.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, survivor ones.
Yeah. I didn't think about that, but that's good.
But, like, if you think about the nighttime and how dark everything is, and if you can get light expanded the productivity of humans so much. And I think that is something that we, like, undervalue as a society, how much more productive we can be because we no longer rely on the sun, right?
Yeah.
Like, the sun goes down and we just go, that doesn't matter, right? We can just flip a switch and now we have our own little suns everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that in terms of if you want to make stuff, like if you think about in the middle of winter, or I don't know when it is for the Australians, the shortest day of the year, it feels like some days you like wake up and it's already the sun setting, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It would use too much battery power probably, but have you seen those torches that are like can cook an egg? When I was a security guard like years and 20 years ago, I was researching torches and like, yeah, you can buy these torches and they sat like a little dish on top, put an egg on it and it heated it up. It was enough to like start a fire.
That is crazy.
Yeah. I didn't know that actual flashlights could do that. That's crazy.
Yeah. I feel like I care less about trying to make my time nice and more of just trying to survive. So I don't really care about like making a precise like hut. I'd rather I feel like with an axe you could make a decent shelter.
Yeah.
How to attach stuff. Like how do you put stuff together?
You'd have to make twine out of the plants around you. That's what I'm banking on. Yeah.
I definitely think like I know we were talking about like so we only have five items that we're gonna be talking about. And I know like the alone show, you get 10 items. And so when they get 10 items, it really increases like the chances of you having multiple sharp objects, right?
Yes.
The sharp objects are like the thing. So having a multi-tool, a knife, and an axe is in almost every single person's kit. But I don't know. It would be nice to have like a ridiculous amount, of paracord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the amount of lashing you could do. But I would need like the...
To who?
Like... Yeah, to different pieces of wood. The amount of like, I would need like a little card explaining how to do the knots properly.
Well,
so or else I would just waste so much of it.
This was my next thought. The best and biggest book that I could find of how people survived back in the day.
Yeah.
Like how to make rope out of leaves or whatever, or like twine and all that sort of stuff. Like something like the best survivalist book that you could buy. I feel like that would be actually like a really big, like really helpful because like it would have things in there like, oh, like how to make a bowl with an axe or like how to make twine out of vines or whatever. I don't know, whatever you do.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to go back to the-
I'm thinking about light though. Sorry.
Yeah, no, go
you
ahead.
You have me thinking about light. So is it too far-fetched to think that if you got to the point where you could kill an animal, you could render the fat and make candles out of it? I know that's like maybe too far down, but like, yeah, if you do successfully kill something with a little fat on it, you might be able to get something useful out of that.
I 100% agree. I think by the time I have been able to catch animals and kill them, I will have already spent months there. So I will have wanted the light ahead of time, right? Like this is where I go like we're initial survival versus like, what am I going to have in a year or 10 years being there, right? And this is
so
why I think I agree, like a sharpening stone doesn't seem like a good idea at the start or in the long run, because you can just use a rock probably. But it seems like it would be nice.
Could you not make a big enough shelter that you could have a fire in it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So you wouldn't really need yourself. to Why?
Well, because half the time people do it, they either light their shelter on fire or kill themselves with smoke inhalation. Because they
That's why you make a big enough shelter and have a hole for the smoke to escape. Right. I'm just thinking of like how not to take a torch.
Yeah.
Yes. Or for the rest of the known world, a flashlight, which is, I agree, I understand. Doesn't make sense. It's not flashing, but that's what we call it. What about a shovel? Do you guys think a shovel would be useful?
Yes. Mm. Yes. I think so.
I do.
Because there are so many things that you can do. Like, I mean, just thinking about even processing like fish, if you're fishing, like digging some holes in the beach to hold the fish while you process them and clean them is always good because you don't want your fish running away in a wave or being swept back out, you know. Mm-hmm. Or
you could use like a shovel. Holes. You could use a shovel as a pot. Well, not a pot, as a like a to cook on.
Yeah, I bet you
could sit a shovel on a fire.
Well, you could use a shovel for like a pan. I would So I want to go back to the pot. And I know we're looping around a lot. This is probably not going to be a great episode to listen to, and I'm sorry, everyone. I want to go back to the pot because I think a pot is underrated because I don't think you realize you can also collect berries in the pot.
Yep.
Right? You could.
Yeah, you've got essentially a bag.
Right. You've got like this bag that you could, you can carry stuff from one. You could just fill it full of sand that you bring from one spot to another spot. Or rocks or whatever you need to build, right? So if you have a nice size pot, and then you can also then clean it.
That was my next question.
What?
Every time people talk about this, there's never a limit on the size of things. So like when you say pot, I think of like a little pot, but then I'm thinking like you could get like a
spaghetti.
Big pot.
Big spaghetti.
Yeah,
pot.
Like a stock pot. Yeah, I was thinking like a 7-quart pot. Yeah, like something pretty sizable. So yeah, you could use it for carrying things. You can use it for water distillation. You can do all of that stuff and cook in it. Yeah.
Yeah, pot is actually a massive shout. Now I think about bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So have you seen those shovels that have a saw cut onto the side of
them? Yes. Yeah, garbage. But yep. I've never used one. Are okay, they? Well, they're garbage.
That was my question.
No, okay.
Well, I guess they're not garbage when you're trapped on an island, though.
No, they are. That's the problem. They're not good as shovels because they're sold as like cheap. You could probably make a good, like if I had all the time in the world to prepare, I could hire someone who's a tool maker and say, I need you to make me a hardened steel shovel. That is half axe, half saw. And
that was actually a question I was going to ask, but I was going to wait for a little bit. Is like, if we could make a tool to take with us, as in combine something together, what would you do? I do like, so instead of, if we're going to take a pot, instead of the shovel, I would replace it with a pickaxe, but one side of the pickaxe is a normal axe, not the like, so I can dig with one side, cut down trees with the other side.
I think when you're starting to combine two different things, it becomes like a knife is better than a Swiss Army knife at being a knife. But a Swiss Army knife is better at being multiple tools than a knife is, right?
Well, I'm thinking you're only allowed to put two tools together. Not you can't just like go, I'm going to make a Swiss Army knife that has a shovel and an axe and this and
oh my God, a man-sized Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like my shovel to also be a fishing rod. I don't know. That was just ridiculous. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, imagine swinging that. That would
Yeah.
Yeah, casting would suck and your arms would get really tired. Be interesting.
You can make a fishing rod out of anything. You don't even need a fishing rod. You just need string and a hook.
Well, and see, I wouldn't even go the hook route. I would be making nets if I could. Like, that would be.
Well, if you have a shitload of paracord.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a lot more skill to netting fish than I think.
Oh, there definitely is.
There's a lot more skill to everything.
Yeah.
I think, but you can say cutting down a tree takes skill.
Okay, I'm going to switch this up because I don't want to go forever on this. And we haven't really gotten it through, but I'm going to switch it up right now. We're sorry about the switch up on the switch up. How long do you think you could actually survive? Honest to God, how long could you survive? You're dropped off.
3 weeks.
Because that's how long until you die of starvation?
No, it's how long before I probably give up, to be honest. Not like kill myself, give up, but more of just like I'm just too exhausted to actually survive.
Right.
So realistically, I would give myself 60 to 90 days because I am pretty handy in the outdoors. I have a lot of skills that I learned in my childhood in the backwoods of Kentucky. But yeah, I don't know what I could really do past then if I didn't have tools and all sorts of stuff, because I think there's only so far that your body can take you, because I'm assuming I'm going to be eating less and less and less and less probably while I'm out there, and my energy's going to be falling. So yeah, I'm going to say 60 to 90 days. What about you, Grant?
Oh, I don't know if I'd last a week.
Are you serious? Really? Come on, buddy. You can do it.
It depends on if I'm dropped off with some food or something, but like if I think about like actually trying to catch something, I just know I have real poor luck when it comes to like fishing and like all that kind of like, I know even when I fish with lures and even worms, sometimes I can't get a bite, right? Like, you know, worm and a bobber, like the thing that you're like, this is guaranteed. Kids do this. Kids can, you don't even have to do anything. The worm's just out there doing his thing. You just throw it in there and it's like, nah, we're good. And I'm like, ugh.
Not to bring it up again, but on the Mr. Beast video, they put like a 360 camera or a camera, GoPro or whatever, like in the water. And underneath their raft was like 1,000 fish, like so many fish. They sat there for hours with fishing rods, didn't catch anything.
Yeah. The fish know better.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Exactly. And so that's where I look at it and go, I know you can last like probably 3 weeks without food. So I think I would definitely be able to make a make something to boil water, like make fire. I could make a shelter that would protect me. But I think, 3 weeks, I would probably be starving.
Oh, see, I wasn't thinking staying in the same place. I'm thinking like moving, trying to find something while foraging. You know, like if I actually settled somewhere, I might last for less time.
Oh, interesting. I thought you might last for more because
more established and upgrade. Yeah.
Well, so I think it the opposite way, because I feel like you're going to deplete natural resources around you pretty quick. And you're also probably going to scare off animals that normally would be in that area because they can smell you. They can see where you've been, like maybe TMI. But if you're using the bathroom anywhere near your camp, they're going to know. So like, I was thinking more traveling and not staying somewhere where you have to like really fight it out and maintain a base, you know?
So talking about home base and stuff got me thinking. So in my mind, I'm picturing like a sandy beach and like woods or trees or whatever, right? Where would you make your shelter? On the beach or in the middle of the woods? And why?
I would be right at the tree line. Like, you don't want to be down on the beach because you don't know the tides of that area yet, so you're not really sure how that's going to go. But I also wouldn't want to be very far in the woods because the water is probably going to provide more, like, survival opportunities and food and materials, hopefully, with all the trash floating around. So, yeah, I think it would be, like, right at the tree line on the shore.
Okay. I agree 100%. That's exactly where I would put it. And for the same reasons, like, if there is beach, if there's sand, it means water went there. That's just what it means, right? Like,
yeah, it makes sense, actually.
There, yeah, it may not go there right anymore, but it definitely has in the past and washed up a bunch of sand there, right? Like, I don't want to be there, like, for more than a night. But if I'm setting up a home base, it's not going to be on the sandy beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
What about you, Adam?
Well, I was thinking on the beach, but now you've got me thinking.
Yeah, beach seems like actually, a good idea until like the water comes up too far once. And then it's like, oh, God damn it. Yeah.
Okay. You're given one power tool that has unlimited battery. What would it be?
Okay. So since you said light, like, can I just get a really high powered lantern?
Sure, like, you can.
Yeah, I think I would want that because anything else, it's sort of what you're talking about. Like the blades might get fucked up and then you have a useless thing that's battery powered.
No, okay. It's an unlimited tool. It is a tool that will never like dull invincible. Or never run out of.
Okay.
It never runs out of whatever consumable. So what I would get, I'm going to save mine for the end because I know it'll change you guys' minds.
See, you say never dull. Does that mean I can abuse its power?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. So if I was to get a chainsaw, I could essentially use a chainsaw on rocks to make sparks to create fire, and it wouldn't dull.
Yep.
Okay.
But I could do that with a lot of different things. Instead of a lantern.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Like, I want to say like a recip saw, but like the blades are so short.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chainsaw. If I had the choice between a chainsaw and a recip, it would definitely be a chainsaw.
Yeah.
A never dulling, unlimited power chainsaw. You can kill animals with that shit. Have you seen zombie movies?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going chainsaw, yeah.
Okay.
You sold me on it with killing animals.
I think I'm also going chainsaw because lantern just isn't as appealing now. Yeah.
So I would go with a 3D printer. I knew this was going to change your minds.
But no, it's not because you don't have anything to run the fucking thing.
Yes.
I said it has unlimited. It has, but it has all the, it has everything you need to use it. You have unlimited.
No, like, no, no. Yeah, computer, no. The computer doesn't come with it. That's a separate fucking tool.
Okay. It's an all-in-one 3D printer with a computer built in. That's like saying,
is that even a thing?
Well, it should be.
Oh my God. See,
and then all of the 3D printer that prints boats.
Well, eventually you could print a boat.
Here's maybe a compromise. What if it's a 3D printer that comes loaded with an SD card of a bunch of survivalist prints? How about that?
Sure.
Would that work?
Well, not really. Yeah. Because the whole point is I wanted to like design my own stuff to keep my mind active so that I could continue to like survive and feel like the big thing about like a 3D printer or some CNC or something is that I would feel productive when I'm not productive.
Okay, right? But you also have to be able to move the thing around. Like a 3D printer is going to get heavy and annoyed to carry around after a while.
Okay, I'll deal with it.
Adam's not moving. He doesn't care.
Well, I'm more thinking of like, I guess I was more thinking of like CNC. You wouldn't want a CNC because I'd
be right. You wouldn't want a 4x8 CNC that you have to
yeah. Like, one of those printers with the belt, like the, like, so it has like the outfeed would be cool.
The one you'd like
print a full spear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could print an entire boat. You just print like the things that piece, like,
oh, how are you going to put it together? Piece. Oh, like lock them
That's
together.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Does this computer lab 3D printer also come with all of the 3D print glue that you need?
You don't need glue if you design things.
No, you just put joints in.
Yeah, you put joints in, like locking joints.
I don't know.
And then you use your torch, your actual torch, not your flashlight.
To melt them together.
Melt it together. Okay. That would work. I was just thinking about, water tightness earlier.
Yeah. They made stuff with wood and made that wood just go together with nails and was watertight. So pretty sure
No one chooses to take another person.
I wouldn't consider any people tools. So
and all the people who are tools, I don't want to be on an island with them.
So. Whoa. Revelations.
Yeah. Yeah, I would not want to be on an island with tech bros from San Francisco, for example.
Right.
I don't think I would want another person there because that's somebody else you have to worry about. You know, like
But you could also work as a team.
I'm not a team player.
And then if you can't catch any animals, you can eat them.
That's true.
All right.
You know who aren't tools?
Nope, I'm not going there because we need to go over our list. So, Jesse, you've been writing stuff down, so you must know everyone's list by now.
Oh, I've written mine down.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm sorry. I can only keep track of my list in my anxiety brain because I'm on camera.
Okay, what is your list?
Okay, so my list is pedal sewing machine, axe, a first aid kit, a pot, and a shovel.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Adam, what's your five? And what was your bonus unlimited item, Jesse?
Oh, chainsaw.
Chainsaw, okay.
All right, I'm going to go axe, pot. You really got me with a pot. Swiss Army knife, or like a multi-tool, sorry. Ooh. Tarp and paracord.
All right.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm going to go with axe, multi-tool, pot, flashlight, radio, hand crank thing. Because I like to cheat too. And
we just put solar on it.
Yeah, and solar too. Yeah, of course. Of course it's got solar. But I don't know if you've seen how small the solar is. Like sometimes you want to have it for like during the night when the radio goes down low, but you were listening to something good. You crank it back up.
Yep. That crank is important.
Dynamo. It's important. You don't lose your feed.
So, so this desert island. Deserted island is not far enough away that there's no reception.
Well, that's the fun part of it.
It's a satellite radio.
There you go. Boom. I love it. So I've got an axe, a multi-tool, a pot, this radio thing, and radio flashlight thing. And what's my last tool? A shovel. I think a shovel would be good.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so
then, of course, my...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry?
Your 3D printer lab?
Yes.
Well, and so
an all-in-one 3D printer lab that also lets you watch videos.
Yes, oh,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, it's also your media and entertainment center. It's
yeah, right. It's got a built-in projector.
Oh my god! I don't fell off my headphones. but I was also thinking, Grant, because you mentioned apocalypse. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I think I would do is switch out that pedal sewing machine with like bolt cutters. That might be right. The only thing I change for the apocalypse.
All right. So everyone, before the show, we were talking about potentially if this didn't go long enough, we were going to have a deserted island, then talk about apocalypse. If you want to hear us talk about apocalyptic making and like how we would survive an apocalypse and what tools we would try and raid first, let us know. Hit us up on Instagram, DMs, or Facebook, and or comment on this video, or even write a review and let us know that this is the thing you're looking forward to, and we'll do a future episode on that. But right now, I want to thank our Patreon supporters, especially the F-Clamp level, Vincent Ferrari from Digitally Creative, Scott from Daddy Yourself DIY, Joe Herdina, Rich from Lowen Designs, David Wood from DW Wood Builds. All of them and everyone else who supports the show gets access to a pre-show, after-show, monthly Discord hangout, keychains made by yours truly, and it's been a while since I've made a keychain, so I'm hoping to make another one soon. And if you just go to patreon.com/clamp, you can find all that information there. And we understand that not everyone can support the show financially, so we really appreciate everyone who shares the show every week. And if I, like I mentioned earlier, if you want to write a review or if you want to update a review that you wrote a long time ago, you can head on over to Apple Podcasts or Podcast Addict or the two places that I know you can write a review and write a review there. And now... Clampmendation.
Clampmendations. So my Clampmendation for this week is a podcast and it's horror, of course. So it's called Girl That's Scary. And it is two ladies, Jazz and Kat, who talk about horror movies and they are fucking hilarious. I love the show. Like one of my favorite things to do is to watch a movie and then listen to their recap of it because their commentary is just wonderful. Yeah, I just highly recommend them because it's ridiculous and wonderful and funny. And it's kind of my podcast I go to when I don't want to think about anything serious. It's great.
Fair. I've always thought about doing this, like watch something and then like listen to the podcast about it. But my problem is I know I'd be like, listen to the podcast and they'd be like, did you see that time where they said this? And I'd be like, I didn't see that. Now I need to go watch the thing again. Right? Like, you're like, how did I miss that?
I've done it before. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't, there's so limited amount of time in my life. I don't want to spend it rewatching something because I listened to a third of a podcast and I got to a point and then getting like 2 minutes down the thing and they go, did you see when they did this? And I go, fuck, I got to watch it again. Right? So, you know, I can, like, unless it's a podcast about like Shawshank Redemption or Boondock Saints. Something I've watched like 1,000 times. I don't think I can listen to a podcast about something.
Yeah, thankfully my brain doesn't go that way. Like I'm able to just be like, oh no, that's interesting and move on, you know? Oh my God. Yeah, if I had my brain wired the way yours was, I think I would never get any work done ever.
Right.
Because I would just be on side quests constantly.
That's my life.
Yeah.
And they're not like, I hate side quests. Which is funny because like when we're at the race team, it's often like someone's got to go grab the lunch and it's like, okay, I don't want to be the person doing it. I don't like these side quests. They get like complicated and convoluted and it's like, I don't want to be the side quest guy. But at the same time, like that's sometimes you just got to be the person, but I will give myself side quests. And if I have like a person with me, I can do anything. I can be like the main hero and have like a little sidekick who's on the side quest, I'm doing a side quest for them, right? They're never keeping up. They're always not walking fast enough. Just, yeah. Then I can.
Now I'm just imagining you running like full speed, sprinting behind an NPC that's just standing there.
That's pretty much how it goes. And everyone else in my life is an NPC. But I think everyone should go check out the GP3R, the Grand Prix of Trois-Rivières race. There's going to be a link in the show notes. If you go to that link and you go to the 1 hour and 30 minute mark approximately, you can find the start of our race where we got second place. If you just Google like GP3R race 2023, you should be able to find the link. If you can't find the link in the show notes.
Cool.
And for those who didn't listen to the pre-show, that's what I've been up to. Because I just realized that I talked about it for a while on the pre-show, but you know, a lot of you guys don't know that I work on a race team, and that's what I did this week. But if you want to hear about what I did, go to the pre-show. Sign up on patreon.com/clamp.
My clamp nation for this week is going to be a YouTube channel called Drift Games. They need a lot more. They should have a lot more subscribers than they do. They've only got like 200,000, which I know is a lot. They should, like, their production quality is huge. And so it's a YouTuber group in Ireland that do lots of like drift cars and all sort of stuff. And they pretty much build a street in a warehouse, and it's really cool.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll have to look this up and tell Tyler about it. He's always subscribed to tons of like driving, racing, vehicle channels. So I bet he would be interesting or interested.
They're really good. Yeah.
Well, now it's on to the Jesse's Ask Us Anything section.
It's true. And I was trying to look up drift games. Wasn't paying attention. So the Ask Us Anything for this week comes from Warren Matten. What is a fair life expectancy for the things you make? And do you discuss this with buyers if you sell? So for me, I really only make and sell embroidery hoops sometimes, or embroidered blankets. And those are considered heirloom items, which, you know, a lifetime. So I do often give people care instructions. Not that they follow them, but I do try to give people instructions for how to clean stuff without destroying it, you know, if they reach out to me. Normally, I don't pass it along, though, because you just have to dust an embroidery and it's fine. I don't know. What about you guys?
But, okay, but there's other things that you make.
But that is so like, that's the only thing stuff. I've sold. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's all I was thinking of, though, once I read the second part of the question.
So, okay, when I talk about like the fair life expectancy of the things I make, so there's different ways I like to make stuff depending on who I'm making it for. So if I'm making something for my son and I know he's going to grow out of whatever I'm making, I want it to last like a couple of years. Like I'm not putting the same effort into it as something that I'm like, if I were to make a bed, which is on my list of things to make, that bed is going to last till I die. I already have a bed that is like 50 years old. And the only reason I need a new one is because it's a double. And a double is a little bit small, like for two people. There's a king, queen, double, single. That's the way I do mine. I don't know. Other people call them fulls, and they got different names depending on where you live.
Yeah, ours are the same here, but mine's a super king.
Right. So it's
a 2 meter by 2 meter square.
Right. I have a double. For all that, so I would like to make one that's a queen, so just slightly bigger, and that will be the bed for the rest of my life. So it all depends on what I'm making. Now, the few things that I do sell are basically like picture frames, and picture frames should last forever in my mind. So when I make them, I don't talk about it, but I definitely have this like expectation that if anything ever goes wrong with a picture frame that I've made, I will fix it. If you drop it and it pops apart, I'll fix it. I don't care. Or I'll make you a new one if it's not fixable. Like other things that I've made I haven't really sold much because I really don't enjoy that whole process. But I don't enjoy like talking to people. Basically, the problem is I don't enjoy having the discussion about life expectancy of stuff because I don't think people understand the life expectancy of stuff, right?
No. Yeah. I definitely don't, and that's my answer is I honestly don't think I've ever thought of the life expectancy of anything.
I also take care of stuff like from IKEA so it lasts forever.
Yeah.
Where other people are like
me too.
Right, they're like, IKEA's garbage. I'm like, well, how is it garbage? Well, I put my cup on it, and it all curled up. And I'm like, so you put a wet cup on your on your like veneered thing and yeah. you expected it to not like, no, you got to treat it like it's a piece of furniture and not like a coaster, and you're probably going to be okay with it. Mm. So I think there is something of that, but I also like, I also don't mind if you want to beat something up, go for it. Right. But that's not on me, right? That's not on. So what's a fair life expectancy? The life expectancy of what is based upon what you're making. So like the garden I just made, I want it to last at least 10 years, if not 20. The treehouse, I made it so that like in 10 years, they're going to be grown out of it. I'm okay with tearing it down in 10 years, right? Like, so I didn't put like crazy joinery into it. I screwed it together, right? But if I wanted something to last a little longer, I'd build it way different. Like the garden, it's like cedar 4x4s are the frame of it. Mm-hmm. And it's all cedar. Everything is cedar. So it'll last forever. As opposed to, you know, the pressure treated garbage. That's the place structure. So I don't know.
My wife rearranges the house like once a week. So I don't really need anything to last too long.
Fair.
Oh my gosh. I don't think I could deal with that. Like, we never rearrange our house. It's been the same for like
since we've been living here for 10 years. I reckon we've gone through at least 20 different rugs.
I have the same rug, like that, like a, you mean like a area rug? Yeah. So we have the same rug that we got as a wedding present, like 14 years ago, maybe.
My wife.
Not that long. Don't listen to this.
We have this like little like cutout downstairs, which is like, well, I don't know what it's supposed to be, but it's our little playroom. So, and we have floorboards. So we put a rug down. So it's like carpet for the kids. Mm-hmm. And like my wife has changed the rug that many times. She finally got the rug she wanted like 6 months ago. And then the other day she's like, I hate that rug.
Wow.
I think
that's whatever. I hope that she doesn't say that about you one day. But on that note, I want to thank TF Turning for the theme song. If you want to find us, you can find us in all the usual social media spaces by searching Clampcast or Clamp Podcast. We're on all the things except for X because it's stupid. And until next time, I'm not going to be here next week. And these two are going to take on the show by themselves with maybe a guest.
Sorry in advance, everyone.
And it's going to be the best show.
Jesse's hosting.
And it's going to be the best show ever. So make sure that if you have ever wanted to like have them talk about something and you didn't want me to my thoughts and opinions on it, which I can understand, then this is the week for you guys to reach out and tell them what you're interested in hearing about. If you guys want to just talk shit about me all the whole episode, I'm fine with that too. But yeah, I won't be here next week. So I'll see you guys in 2 weeks for everyone. And goodbye.
Bye. Yeah.